Shalom, today's daf yomi is Shabbos daf Tesvav, Shabbos 15, and Tesvav Amidav. The Gemara again returns to a brisa that we mentioned earlier back on 14b, where the brisa stated Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda and Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim gazru tumal eretz amim. They made a decree that all the lands outside the land of Israel are considered to be tamei, because there's the doubt that maybe there's dead bodies buried there. And since you don't know where they are, perhaps you're walking over them, and therefore they're tamei. And they also made the decree al kli zchuchus, that on glass utensils, that they are able to contract ritual impurity, even though it's not specifically listed in the Torah. So the Gemara challenges this. Were really Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, were they the ones who made the decree on the lands outside the land of Israel that they are tamei? V'arabanan d'shmonim shana, but the rabbis who were called the rabbis of 80 years, which refers to 80 years prior to the destruction of the second temple, which is 10 years before the temple was destroyed in the year 70. So this would be 10 years before the Common Era. They were the ones, Gazer, they were the ones who made the decree. De Amar Rav Gahana, Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi. Rav Gahana taught that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, Shalchulo, the scholars sent him a message, and they said, Rebbe, Emor, one who teach us Shanayim Ushlosha Devarim Shamar Tamishim Avicha. Teach us two or three things that you said in the name of your father, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel responded to them, Shalchahem Kacham Araba. This is what my father taught. One, Mea Vishmonim Shana, for 180 years, Ad Shalchar Vabais, meaning 180 years before the temple was destroyed, Pashta Malchus Harshal Al Yisrael, the Roman rule began over Israel. And Shmonim Shana Ad Shalchar Vabais, and from 80 years until the temple was destroyed, Gazru Tumal Eretz Amim. For 80 years prior to the temple being destroyed, the ritual impurity was decreed on the nations of the land, and also Al Kli Zechuchas, that on glass utensils. So we see from here, this is a direct contradiction to our previous brisa, because according to this brisa, this was the one that the decree upon the lands outside of Israel that they're tamei on glass utensils came from the rabbis 80 years prior to the destruction of the temple, whereas according to our brisa, it came from Yosi ben Yoezer Yisrael, then Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim. And then before we conclude this before we address the question, the Gemara concludes the brisa by saying, Arba Shana Ad Shalchar Vabayis Golsula Sanhedrin. For 40 years until the temple was destroyed, the Sanhedrin left its place in the Lishkas Hagazus, which was the chamber on the Temple Mount, and adjoining the temple itself, v'yashua b'chanuyos, and they stayed in the place which was called chanuyos. So the Gemara says, l'may hilchasa, why are they teaching this idea that the Sanhedrin left? Amar v'yitzlik baravdimi l'omar shalodanu dine kenosos. It's to teach us that once the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Hagazus, they were no longer able to apply kenosos. So kenos is a fine, but it's a punitive damage. So those punitive damages, which are above the, and not related to the actual damages, are just a penalty, that in order for it to be applied, the Gemara assumes at this point was required for the Sanhedrin to be staying in its place on the Temple Mount. So the Gemara says, Dina kenasa salkadaitoch, do you really think that they actually, that this refers to Dine Kenosos, that from when they left the Temple Mount, that's when they didn't do Dine Kenosos? But it can't be, because we know that even after the destruction of the Temple, that they were engaged in Dine Kenosos. So rather, it means El Eimasha Odanu Dine Nefashos. It means that they did not engage in capital punishments, meaning once the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Hagazus, once they left the Temple Mount, they no longer executed people up until the time that they 40 years prior to destruction of the temple, they were able to engage in dine nefashos. But once that happened, they did not engage in dine nefashos, in execution. So before we'll pause from addressing the Gemara's fundamental question about who is the one who made this decree about 80 years prior to the temple being destroyed, whether or not there was ritual impurity on the land, and we'll address the question of the fact that they stopped executing people 40 years prior to the destruction of the temple. What's the reason for that? So we say, First of all, that we know that the Sanhedrin itself was not required to execute somebody. You didn't need the court of 71. The execution was able to be done even by a court of 23, which was the execute, which was what took place in even in the smaller cities, not just in Jerusalem and in the Temple Mount itself. But nevertheless, the only way the court of 23 was able to execute somebody was if the court of 71 was in session. And this is why it states with respect to the Zaki Mamre, the elder, the rebellious elder, it says, Vasita Pia Davar Shir Gidul Chamina Makomahu. And from here we learn that the only way that they could ever execute somebody, even in the smaller courts, even in the lesser courts, was if the Sanhedrin was sitting in its place. And then what happened was, and this is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chasam HaBeis tells us, what's the reason why the courts stopped executing? Because once there were so many murders and throughout the land, Shirabu Arotzlim, then the Sanhedrin said it was too much. There was too many people to execute. It wasn't working properly. So the Sanhedrin went, and they themselves went into exile so that they should not be engaged in executing people. And so we see from here that it was a self-imposed exile so that they wouldn't be able to engage in cases of capital punishment.